ladies and gentlemen. Good afternoon, United States, South America, England, and Kazan, Russia. This is the Jack McLam Aid and Abet Police and Military News Hour. Jack McLam obviously is not here. This is Drew Raines out of Little Rock, Arkansas, sitting in, having the privilege to sit in for Jack because he is unable to attend today. He apologizes. He sends his regrets. Jack has been on the road for the last few months with his wife, severely ill, over in Indiana, as you all know. He took a liaison through Phoenix, Arizona, and upon arriving in Phoenix, he's been there for the last couple of weeks, but he's been inundated with chemical trails, contrails all over the Phoenix Metroplex, and he has come down kind of sick. He's at the present time, he and his wife have actually departed Phoenix and headed back to Idaho. Come next week, with God's help, he and his wife should be home, and Jack will be more than happy to be back and do the show. I am sitting in for him today for a couple of hours, and to let you know that he sends his apologies, his deepest regrets, and I'm asking all of you to pray for he and his wife, Nancy, as they travel back home to Idaho in these perilous times. Jack is when I discussed with him on the phone last evening to do the show today for him, he was really under the weather. He couldn't have done the show if he was sitting in Idaho as bad as his throat was hitting him. So if you're out there, listeners, and you love Jack as much as I do and care for the police and military newsletter, I would appreciate a little prayer this evening or today when you have time to reflect on what Jack is trying to do, which is bring the truth out to the police and military throughout the nation and open the eyes of police and military around the world to let them know that we support them. I am a former United States Marine, Vietnam era, spent 10 years in country, not 10 years in country, but spent 10 years in the Marine Corps. And three tours of duty into Southeast Asia. One tour took me into Cambodia. I have worked with the United Nations in Brussels, the American Embassy in Grosvenor Square, London, the Munich Consulate in Munich, Germany. And for the last 20 years, I've just been sitting around trying to make a living. About 13 years ago, I was woke up to the problems that we have in America when they burned a bunch of kids down in Waco. We're going to have a little break here, and I'm going to come back and do a little conversation and insight on what's happening up in Idaho. I want you to pay attention to the listeners, pay attention to the advertisers. We need support. God bless you. I'll be right back.
Americans who already realize our nation is in deep trouble need special edition hard copy literature to awaken the widest possible spectrum of people to the imminence of our nation's peril. The Artificially Sweetened Times informs people that the artificial sweetener aspartame is a hidden addiction killing people worldwide with a cluster of symptoms we now call Rumsfeld's disease. Find out who's responsible for unleashing this weapon of mass misery on the world and become part of the global movement to eliminate this neurotoxic drug from our food supply. The People's Income Tax Guide cites congressional records, Supreme Court decisions, and newspaper articles at the time to prove conclusively that wages were never intended to be taxed as income. A lot has happened in the world since 9/11. The report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 disproves the government's explanation of September 11th through a careful analysis of the evidence. The Artificially Sweetened Times, the People's Income Tax Report, and the report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 are priced for mass distribution. Sample copies are just $3. Call 208-255-2307 or go to idaho-observer.com.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife Frequency Technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to a natural health and wellness. Don't just treat the symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call toll-free 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. As a listener of this network, you know that we bring you the news and analysis that you just won't get from the corporate-dominated media outlets in this country. As an educated citizen, you also know that freedom itself is not free, but requires constant vigilance and sacrifice. A radio network such as Republic Broadcasting Network, a rare commodity indeed, also cannot survive on good intentions alone. So the next time you think about going down to the local superstore or electronics store, stop, get online first, and visit RepublicTradingPost.com. We have thousands of items at very competitive prices, and every dollar you spend with us will be invested back into RBN, so that we may continue to bring you the news and information the public so desperately needs. RepublicTradingPost.com. The store that invests its profits in your freedom.
Welcome back, listeners. Welcome back, listeners. This is the Jack McLam Police and Military Aid to Bet News Hour. Jack McLam is on his way home, traveling on the highways and the byways today. This is Drew Rain sitting in, having been offered the privilege to sit in for a two-hour show this Saturday. He sends his regrets for those of you that missed out on the first little intro of the show. He sends his regrets. He apologizes for the constraints, but all of these little changes in his life have kind of upset his apple cart as much as it has to you. I personally want you all to know that Jack is doing things right. The police and military newsletter people up in Idaho are coming forth, bringing the truth and the information to the police and military around the world, to the citizens of America, citizens that are in other countries that are paying attention. They want to know what the truth is and not this twists and innuendos and spin doctors taking the truth and splitting it up and giving you what they want you to see as half truth. I'm doing the his show today from Little Rock, Arkansas, and we have got the ability to have a chat room up thanks to the people the engineers and the designers down there at RBN. Kelly is monitoring the instant message board, and I want you all to know that you can get up on the instant message board on the internet at RBN Live 1015. That is a Yahoo chat room. Please feel free to chime in if you have some questions today. I'm going to bring forth this first little segment here, a little tirade on what I am upset about, is what's upsetting Jack. It is an attack on Carol Asher. Those of you that don't know who Carol is, Carol Asher is the administrative secretary, volunteer for Aid and Abet Police and Military Newsletter there in Kemi, Idaho. She is a devout lady. She's a devout believer. She is a devout supporter of freedom, truth, justice, and she serves her local community as best she can, and she does everything she possibly can to make sure that there is no half-truths out there that go unabated. At the present time, Miss Carol Asher is being attacked. A little lady this being attacked by the judicial system for doing her duty as a jurist, jury, in a jury trial. Miss Asher did her diligence, found a man innocent because the prosecutor did not bring forth enough evidence to prove that the gentleman was guilty, and further, the police that made the original charges on the defendant overstepped their bounds. Miss Asher, knowing the truth or deciphering what was presented in the courtroom, rendered her verdict in a private room the way she felt it was, along with three or four other people. And because of that, the judge of this particular scenario and the prosecutor are going after her. Now, ladies and gentlemen, those of you out there that are police and military, wake up. You are the fodder on the front lines. You arrest somebody, you make a mistake, bite the bullet. You made the mistake, you didn't follow procedure, you didn't do something properly, the man goes free, period. It's not to go in and prosecute somebody that sits on a trial as a jurist and do what they feel in their heart they're supposed to do, or even when they are asked specific questions. I don't care what kind of questions a judge asks me before I get in the jury room. When I go in the jury room, the judge doesn't control me in that jury room. He has no say-so in that jury room. All you got to do out there, ladies and gentlemen, is investigate the jury trial that was set up by John Jay, the Supreme Court Justice, in 1794 or 1792 to 1794. He actually set the precedent of how a jury trial was supposed to take place. There are other founding fathers during that time that made comments and speculations about the input of how a jury was supposed to be run, and the jury was supposed to be the judge, not the judge. The judge is only a referee. He was sitting there. He is to sit there and commentate what the prosecutor and the defendant attorney do. He's not supposed to make law. The jury is the ones that review the law as it says. Now, there's misinformation out there all over. Our American society is built on common law. Did you know that the Anglo-American system, our system of jurisprudence, is the only one which developed out of what is called the common law or general law of private property? That's true, ladies and gentlemen. That's the real fact. I understand I have a caller, Jeff, in Massachusetts. You want to relate anything on this? Come on into the conversation, Jeff.
Oh, yes. Now, as far as jury duty is concerned, I'm going to tell it like it is. Give it to you in the hardcore style, which is most people regard jury duty the way children regard going to the dentist. That's number one. And number two, and this is unfortunate, that you're right. There's a lot of misinformation out there as far as our jury system goes. Because guess what? Most people are in the jury duty to say to themselves, okay, when are we getting out of here? Okay, guy's guilty, but let's go out for pizza.
That's about right. That's about right, Jeff. The problem with our society has gotten to the point that, well, if you're coming in for trial, you got to be guilty because the police don't make mistakes. What a bunch of hogwash.
Oh, it's worse than that. I mean, most people, especially up in the Northeast, are very self-centered. It's me, myself, and I, and screw the other guy.
Understandable. Do you know the trial of William Penn in 1670?
No, I don't actually. Although I might have heard a little bit about it. Was that where Pennsylvania was named after William Penn?
William Penn, the Pennsylvania, the state of Pennsylvania, the territory was named after William Penn. He was a Quaker, a devout Quaker, and he was placed into trial. The jury of that day refused to find him guilty pursuant to the King of England's demand.
Wow.
Okay? And the jury went to jail.
The entire
jury refused to find William Penn guilty because he was on the in the square, preaching the word of God as a Quaker to the general public.
Wow.
So they slapped him in jail. He went, he had a trial, and for, I don't know the precedence of how a jury was set up, but for the jury on its most part proved very sympathetic and
Whoa.
Found him innocent, and the judge took the verdict and did not read it in court and placed all the jury members in jail until they could find him guilty.
Wow.
Now that is just a short version of the trial of William Penn. All of you listeners out there, pick up your computer, write this down, William Penn, trial of William Penn, 1670. It's on the internet. You can find it, research it, read it for yourself. It's all there.
This is absolutely fascinating, because you know what the funny thing is? In today's country, in today's world, it's the lawyers that run the court. In other words, the worst kind of law out there is tort law, which tort law is shortly defined as liability law, where I like to call these lawyers legal vultures, and they look for any single little thing that they can sue you over. In other words, if you slip on a banana peel, God help that business who owns the sidewalk to that business.
Well, it's gotten so bad. In the trial of William Penn, he went to jail. But he went to jail because he was abiding by the rules of the court bailiff when the bailiff ordered him to put his hat on, and the judge says, find him in contempt. And him, William Penn and Mr. Meade, who was on trial with him, both were sentenced to 30 days in jail for having hats on in the courtroom after being ordered by the bailiff to put those hats on.
Wow.
All of the jury members were fined 40 marks. 40 marks of that day is the equivalent of $1,000 to us today.
Wow. Isn't that something, how things have changed so much in legal jurisprudence? In other words, you get sued for making a guy feel uncomfortable by saying something offensive. I mean, our freedom of speech is going down the toilet.
That's exactly right. And Carol Asher did her duty as a jurist. And now the judge is coming forth, and the first time I heard about it, the first thing that came to my mind was William Penn going to jail for preaching in the town square, and what he really went to jail for when they found him guilty, or not the judge found him guilty in basically a stare decisis decision to slap him in jail for 30 days for abiding what the bailiff said to do. But the jury refused to find him guilty of preaching in public.
Now, currently I'm working for my board certification in security, certified protection officer. Now they have a synopsis on what a right-winger is, and they define a right-winger as a Nazi fascist who wants less government in their lives. That's what they define as a right-winger. So, in other words, I would be considered a Nazi fascist and probably even a terrorist because I want less government, more responsibility, and with God's help, a better world.
I understand that. I appreciate the call there, Jeff. I want to wrap up here in the next 5 minutes. Thank you for calling in. I got a guest showing up.
Yes, indeed. Have a good one. Bye-bye.
Pay attention and give us a call back if you have any more questions. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to take a little break here, and we'll be back. I want to work on another introduction here for a little guest that is calling in here in the next hour. So come right back to us, sir.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Or click on our banner at RBNLive.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
The future of health and wellness is here in a great-tasting functional beverage. What is Zango? Zango harnesses the real power of the Garcinia mangostana, also known as mangosteen fruit. Zango is the only product to use the whole mangosteen fruit in a patented formulation and contains more xanthones than any other product on Earth. Studies are showing that xanthones have positive effects on nearly all of the body's systems, from increased energy to protection from free radical damage. Xanthones deliver a wide range of benefits. Not only is Zango mangosteen extremely healthy, it's also fat-free. Zango is 100% natural. Zango has no artificial colors and no added sweeteners. To learn more about this absolutely amazing health beverage and how it can have a positive impact on your health, or to learn how to become a distributor, please call 1-800-764-8514. That's 1-800-764-8514. Call today.
With Valentine's Day rapidly approaching on February 14th, the American Gold Rose Company reminds you that their beautiful collection of real roses dipped in 24-karat gold may be just what you're looking for. The Classic Rose is priced at only $49.95. It's 11 inches long and comes in a beautiful red gift box. There's the Hollywood Elite Rose for only $65, where your special someone receives a long-stem gold rose, 17 inches long, delivered to their door in a beautiful gold presentation box. Both are unique gifts. And when you buy any two gold roses, you'll receive free a genuine rose leaf dipped in 24-karat gold, a $30 value free. The American Gold Rose Company. Call now at 1-800-458-7134. That's 1-800-458-7134. Fresh cut roses dipped in 24-karat gold, delivered to their door that last a lifetime. That's 1-800-458-7134 or online at AmericanGoldRose.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Drew Raines in Little Rock, Arkansas, sitting in for Officer Jack McLam, the Jack McLam Aid and Abet Police and Military News Hour. I have approximately 2 or 3 minutes here. I want to wrap this up. Those of you that can, do your diligence, give support, even if it's just an email or a kind letter to Carol Asher at the Aid and Abet Police and Military Newsletter. If you have the time, give her a call up there. Let her know that we as Americans stand behind her, beside her, and we'll do everything we can as time goes on. The phone number up at Aid and Abet Police and Military Newsletter is area code 208-935-7852. Area code 208-935-7852. If you have a fax machine, send her a fax and tell her that you've got that you're there to give her support. The fax number is 208-935-7854. The fax number 208-935-7854. I really would appreciate all the prayers and the kudos that you can give to Miss Carol Asher. She is the backbone behind the scenes to the police and military newsletter. She is there for Jack and Nancy. She is a godsend to them. And this is a crying shame that we as citizens, regardless of what state, territory we live in, to allow a judge to send a jurist to be prosecuted because of what she believed in a jury room. We've got to take America back. We have got to start standing up. We've got to be involved. We've got to get out there and let our brothers and sisters, those of us that believe in Jesus Christ as our Savior, to the Almighty God, then let them know that we're here. We're there to support them. It's not a matter of what religion you belong to or who the Creator is and what name you call the Creator. It's about freedom, free will, and the belief in an Almighty. It's about belief in your neighbor doing unto you as you would have them do unto to themselves or to you. Ladies and gentlemen, we've got to get back into more of a moral nation instead of this immorality of feel-good politics. Oh, whatever feel-good is true and honest. That's hog-pucky. I'm sorry. I've got a personal feelings about this. I'm tired of all of this whole use of the word gay being thrown into a term of queers. If these homosexuals are homosexuals, they're queers, period. They're not gay. Gay is a term of the English language that once meant the kids were outside having a gay old time. You go and say the kids are outside having a gay old time, all of a sudden some police officer thinks that your children are outside committing some kind of a sexual act. This is a bunch of hogbucky. Just take our language back. Find out what the truth is. Carol Asher did it in a jury trial, and now they want to prosecute her because she didn't find the guy guilty. Because the judge wanted her to find him guilty. Not because it was the truth. Not because it was the evidence proved that he was wrong. The evidence did not prove that he was wrong. Evidence is just that, evidence. It's a document. It's a piece of paper. The proof is what is there that is a witness, a signed document, somebody seeing what actually happened, or the material that is in question, i.e. drugs or whatever, is in that particular person's possession, and they prove that he put it there, it was his intent. You go to a used car lot and pick up a car that's just been brought in for a trade-in, and you drive it down the street in Arkansas, and a police officer pulls you over because there's no tag on it. He does a search, and he finds a joint or a piece of paper, a rolling paper, in the car. You will get arrested. You will be taken to jail. You will be hauled in front of a judge, and you will have to post at least $1,000 bond to prove, hey, wait a minute, I was just looking at this car to buy. It wasn't my car. But the prosecutors, oh, my Lord, the prosecutors have got to find you guilty because, well, it was your car, wasn't it, sir? You were driving it, wasn't you, sir or ma'am? Let's get a little common sense back here. We have a common law system, and it's being trampled on. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm a one irate former Marine. There were men and women that have put their lives on the line. There are men and women that have died for this nation in one capacity or another in uniform. And it's about time we started supporting them. We're going to take a little two-minute break, and I'll be right back after the commercial break. Support the sponsors. God bless you. I'll be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to a natural health and wellness. Don't just treat the symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or
your money back. For more information, call toll-free 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625.
There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly.
American Free Press.
AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a one-year subscription, plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49? Call AFP toll-free, 888-699-NEWS, or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
Hi, this is John Stavler, and I want to tell you about a new shortwave receiver that we're really excited about. It's the Kato KA1103, and let me tell you, this radio has features and performance of receivers costing 2 to 3 times the price. Features include dual conversion phase lock loop tuner for continuous coverage of the entire shortwave band, AM, FM, and medium bands, 268 memory presets, single sideband reception with fine tuning control, signal strength, meter, battery, power indicator, DX local select, tone select, auto backlight screen, extra long telescopic antenna, line out and external line in jacks, and many other features too long to list. And when you purchase a Kato KA1103, you just don't get a radio, you get an entire radio package, including an external antenna, stereo earbuds, and an AC adapter, rechargeable batteries, and a nice carry pouch. So if you've been considering buying a shortwave receiver or would like to upgrade from your present radio, the KA1103 at just $110 plus $9 shipping is an outstanding value. Call us at 800-724-2719. 800-724-2719.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. We're back into the two-hour segment show of Jack McLam Police and Military Newsletter on Saturday, February the 11th, 2006. On this day, which is my father's birthday, it is also the anniversary to good friends of mine that got married, not knowing that my father was also born on this day. And Wes and Kim, God bless you and your family and what y'all do, and let you know that I'm thinking of you out here as you go forward. I've got a little personal email here that came in asking me what happened to William Penn. Well, when it was all said and done, William Penn actually was given the territory that we now know today as the state of Pennsylvania. He actually set up Pennsylvania as a freedom of religious state or territory under the king's realm in 1670. And the rest is all history, ladies and gentlemen. A little research out there, and you can find this. If you didn't have the opportunity to learn it in high school, or if you're some of these young children, young kids out there between the age of 15 and 30, I'm sure you didn't learn the whole truth and nothing but the truth in the school system. Fannie Mae Brown, my American history teacher, world history teacher, American history teacher in 1963, advised us that we would witness the conversion of the United States into a communist nation in our lifetime. We would also see the conversion of Russia into a more democratic society in our lifetime. Right now, today, there are leaders coming forth in South America that are bringing forth the truth and standing up for their people. And they're being chastised by the U.S. and the media in the U.S. with innuendos, conjectures, half-truths, spendthrifts that are basically villainizing these men who actually care for their people. one of the news media out there that's trying to bring forth the truth is V Headline News. And you can find V Headline News on the internet at vheadline.com. That's V as in Victor. Headline, HEANDLINE.com. vheadline.com. This is an internet website that puts forth information and truth about what's really going on in South America and who the presidents, duly elected presidents and parliaments, are doing and what they're doing to protect and help the people of their nation. Just this last week, there was the elected president of Bolivia, President Morales. Within 3 days of being taking the oath of office, and by the way, President Morales is not of European descent. He is a native, genealogy all the way back, pure blood Bolivian, i.e. South American Indian, i.e. Aztec tribe. I don't care what you want to call him. There he was born. His ancestors came in to South Africa and was there, and he has not been commingled into the European society. Mr. Morales gave up half his salary so the teachers of Bolivia could have a better pay. By doing what he did under the parliamentary maneuvers, the entire parliament had to lower their salaries because they can't make more money than the president can. I wanted to go hug the man for what he did. Here is a man, a president of a nation in South America, not unlike President Chavez of Venezuela, who stands up for the people, and is doing his best to get rid of the corruption in the police and military in Bolivia. But he's only been there a week or 10 days, and already the president of the United States is calling him a villain. Already the prime minister of Great Britain is trying to demonize him. Blair's superficial views of Latin America are horrible. I understand that I now have my guest on board, Mr. Roy Carson, who is the editor for vheadlinenews.com. It's vheadline.com. Roy, can you hear my voice?
Yes, indeed, Drew. Good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon, sir. I want to first give you full credit for vheadline.com and the truth and the news that you bring forth to the American people and the other citizens around the world. I congratulate you for bringing forth the truth and of what it really is, and not this half-truth and innuendos and lies against the South American government.
Well, thank you very much indeed, Drew. We've been trying to do that for the last 10 years of Venezuela's history. We are trying to inform people in North America and around the world of the true situation in Venezuela, and hopefully to get greater understanding for what Venezuela means.
Okay, well, that's one of those things that we all have to understand, that there is the real truth is being hidden from us here in the United States. And America's not the only nation in the world, people.
Go ahead. Unfortunate.
Go ahead. There is a delay on our phone call. I'm sorry.
I'm sorry. Unfortunately, okay, that is true, especially when you have a concentration of news to the mainstream media in North America and in Europe through the likes of Associated Press and UPI and Reuters, where unfortunately the standard of journalism is not quite high.
I understand that. If a nation expects to be ignorant and free in a state of civilization, it expects what never was and never will be. Thomas Jefferson wrote that, ladies and gentlemen, in 1816 in a letter. This is the truth is out there. You've got to stop being ignorant of what's going on. President Chavez, as Roy very well knows, has stood up for the people in Venezuela and was because he stood up to get rid of the corruption in the political circles, he has the support of over 75% of the people. Is that not true?
Well, it's more just slightly under that, but nevertheless, okay, the president has set his sights on restoring democracy to Venezuela and to get away from the neocolonialism of the United States. Unfortunately, Washington seems to have grown into the attitude that over the last 40-odd years that they should have free rein on what to do and say about Venezuelan politics. Unfortunately, this is has been inherited from the administrations of the past, who have had their secret bank accounts in Switzerland and had their feather bedding in Miami and elsewhere. And significantly, one of the most corrupt presidents that Venezuela has ever had, Carlos Andres Perez, happens to be a resident of New York at this time.
And a personal friend of George Herbert Walker Bush. And a personal attendant to supper parties for William Jefferson Clinton. I could go on and on with the corruption that Mr. Perez has brought forth in the past and the circles that he moves in New York. And I'm glad you brought that forth because it appears that the leaders of the United States have forgotten what the Monroe Doctrine was all about for the nations of the North and South America to be independent and free to do as they so desire with their own nation.
Well, unfortunately, part of it is the widespread corruption around the world. For example, in Britain at the moment, Prime Minister Tony Blair is facing a lot of criticism because of the sell-off of a part of the British Defense Department, which apparently was generated through a $30 million investment by the Carlyle Group, something like about 4 years ago, which is giving them a multiple of 60 on profit on top of what they had invested.
To me,
I think you know the significance of the Carlyle Group.
Yes, sir. And that is just another corporation that is buying the politics. And we've got to get away from the corporations taking over the politics. We've got to get away from the countries like the United Kingdom and the United States of America supporting these corporations doing their dastardly deeds in other nations and milking all of the assets of these other nations and putting it in their pockets and making the average citizen turning the average citizen into a slave. Is that not true?
Yes, well, this is part of the argument that President Chavez led when he was at the summit in Buenos Aires earlier this year to get away from an extension of the NAFTA agreement that Mr. Bush has been trying to push, the Free Trade of the Americas agreement, which a lot of the countries in South America are very vehemently against. They don't want to be subjected to the big business in the United States. They want to develop their own industries, like at the present time, Argentina, Brazil, and Venezuela are cooperating on large-scale industries to release the country from the stifling control, shall we say, of North American multinationals.
Yes, sir. I agree with you 100%. What really has my gallbladder rolling over is the fact that Americans really have no knowledge of the colonialism that is being perpetrated on the people of South America, and the attitude of that if you live in South America, you're a third-class citizen.
Well, that unfortunately is part of the history of the news media in North America. To be quite honest about it, okay, the media in the United States is an economic enterprise where an ordinary newspaper can't really afford to have their own independent correspondent in South America. They have to rely on news services where they buy the news by the column inch. And the result of that is that even the news agencies themselves scrimp and scrounge, and unfortunately they seem to send student journalists to the likes of South America to report, basically journalists who aren't really washed behind the ears, who are, well, for want of a better word, they're totally uneducated as to the culture and the climate.
Oh, I agree. And they are taught a semblance of a language here in the United States that only resembles the language that is spoken in that country. People here in America, they're so tuned to that remote control, that hot dog and those bag of potato chips in front of that idiot box, they think that this is the good old days of the 20s and 30s when independent newspapers made enough money to send their correspondents to South America. And that's not true anymore.
No, well, when you think of it, the likes of AP and Reuters, they have offices in the same building as El Nacional and El Universal in Caracas. And basically, their, shall we call them, correspondents, are sitting there taking in the feed of news from these papers, which are so wholly on the side of the opposition, news which even in the United States would be discredited before it even gets into print. And they're then doing half-baked translations of these and passing them off as a legitimate copy, which is then churned to headquarters in the United States, where perhaps the sub-editors don't know any better, and they churn them out on the wires.
Exactly. This is why there's so much misinformation about President Chavez and President Morales of Venezuela and Morales, the president of Bolivia, where they want the people to have more control about the assets and the land and what goes on in their own countries instead of somebody sitting around having tea and scones in Philadelphia.
Well, I think you've hit the nail on the head there, Drew, because an essential difference between South American or Venezuelan democracy and United States democracy is that up there in the United States you have representative democracy, whereas in Venezuela it's participative democracy. I don't know if you've been able to explain to your readers what the or your listeners what the difference is.
No, sir. I'd like for you to do so, if you don't mind, please.
Well, with participative democracy, you get away from the situation of electing a representative who disappears to Washington and has a fine old time on an expense account and travels the world on a guest list and perhaps drinks himself under the table. In Venezuela, okay, there's a certain amount of politicking, but the politicians are directly answerable to their constituencies and their voters. As far as I can see in North America, the elected representatives can basically hide behind a fax and not bother giving any response to their electorate, except when maybe they're cornered by an aggressive journalist. And how many aggressive journalists are there in Washington?
If you can find more than two or three, I'd be quite surprised. You can put all the real supportive journalists in Washington, D.C. in the back seat of a Mercedes.
Well, shall we say, case in point is a journalist on El Universal called Ibias Pacheco, who went completely overboard in an opinion article recently on a Venezuelan Army Colonel, Angel Bellerin. And to be quite honest, okay, the article was totally slanderous, libelous, and was really out to do a hatchet job on the colonel. Whereas this in the United States or in Britain or elsewhere would probably have ended up with a lawyer taking her to court and suing for substantial damages. This ended up in a criminal court in Venezuela. Now, okay, personally, I believe that all of this should go the civil route, but in Venezuela, okay, under the Constitution, it is a criminal offense.
Okay, we got to take a break, Roy. I want to hold you. I want to have about a 2-minute break. We'll have a commercial here. to support the sponsors, and we'll pick this subject right after the break. Is that okay with you, sir?
Yes, indeed, sir.
All right. Thank you very much. Ladies and gentlemen, we'll be right back after a two-minute commercial.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Or click on our banner at RBNLive.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Get a pen and paper ready for emergency storable food information. The attention of the nation is focusing on families storing emergency food in their homes. FEMA has recently proven that their fears of being unable to care for large numbers of people are justified. Hurricane relief in the South was a disaster. The system for tracking all food is now in place. There are numbered stickers on produce, grocery store ID cards track purchases, and now veterinarians will police the permitting and tagging of all livestock food production. The need to prepare has gone from a walk to a full-blown race. Major churches are telling their members, get food now. You'll never have to stand in a bread line if you have your own bread. For help with food supplies, call the J. Michael Stevens Group at 800-409-5633. That's 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. That's efoodsdirect.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Jack McLance, Police and Military Newsletter Hour. With me today, this is Drew Raines, the United States Marine Corps, 1967 to 1977, and I have on the show with me Mr. Roy Carson from VHeadlineNews.com. Or let's know it's VHeadline.com. It's a news directive that is sent out by email to basically bring forth education and truth of what the real facts are, and not the spin and twist of innuendos and half-truths that our present government is attempting to force-feed our plates. Roy, I'd like for you to continue with what you had to say there about the colonel down there in Venezuela and taking a reporter on to the criminal court. Could you please?
Yeah, well, first of all, okay, I better point out that theheadline.com is not just an email service. It's a web service which you can log on to at any time, day or night, 24 hours a day, to get the latest news and views about Venezuela. That is theheadline.com. In any case, the situation with the colonel who had been defamed by the journalist has been resolved in as much as the reporter was faced with a criminal conviction of for 9 months in prison. However, the colonel, to my mind, rather softly, decided that if she printed a retraction and apologized for the offense, that he would forgo any charge against her that would result in her being put in prison.
Well, now, basically, what you're saying here is that she was basically defaming him or making accusations about him that weren't true.
Yeah, she was lying through her teeth, okay, in the same way as she has lied through her teeth about the president and pretty much everybody else in the Venezuelan government who's been seeking to reform a state of corruption that held swing for the last 40-odd years. I mean, the situation is rather ridiculous because when Chavez came into office in February 1999, he even said at that time that he was not Mandrake the magician, that he wouldn't be able to reform everything overnight. And of course, okay, it's taken time for him to do it. Meanwhile, all along the way, he has been filibustered through Congress by the opposition, stifling any reform that was against their interests. However, okay, they made the biggest mistake possible in December of last year, when collectively they decided not to stand for election. Amazing. You know, can you imagine that happening in the United States, that the Republicans say, well, we don't like democracy, so we're not going to stand for election. We let the Democrats win, or vice versa?
That's ludicrous.
Well, that's what happened. And now, okay, the half-baked journalists at AP and Reuters and the rest are broadcasting that Chavez has 100% control of the Congress.
Well, that's a lie in its face because they chose not to run.
Well, indeed. But the whole point of it is that in Venezuela, it is participatory democracy, where from the grassroots up, you have a system whereby the ordinary members of the public are able to communicate up the food chain to the top.
We've got to take a little break here. This is just a little short break. We'll be right back with Roy Carson with the truth about what's going on in Venezuela.
The Bill of Rights protects every American's God-given right to keep and bear arms. Now that right is being seriously undermined as legally registered rifles are being confiscated in some parts of our country. If we're not careful, we may find ourselves with no right to own guns. And that's where Gun Owners of America comes in. Gun Owners of America is in Washington every day fighting for you to keep that right. Congressman Ron Paul has called GOA the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. You need to be part of this great grassroots group of activists who are keeping the heat on their members of Congress. Find out right now how you can join. Call 888-886-GUNS and get started receiving their fact-filled newsletters and action alerts. Call 888-886-GUNS or go to their webpage at gunowners.org and help make your voice heard in Washington. Make that call right now and call Gun Owners of America at 888-886-GUNS. Remember, it's not just about gun control, it's about control.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.